Hey everyone, this is Carrie with Project Nerd coming to you from the 8th annual Front Range Film Festival here in Longmont, Colorado. And I have one of the coolest people ever. I have Claire Kendall, who brought Project Finite, a crazy, crazy concept. You're gonna watch it, so you're gonna watch me intro it, fumble my way through it, and then Claire's gonna tell you a little bit about it. But Claire, tell us a little bit about the short film that you created with such a huge impact on not only the culture, but the climate here in Colorado.
Awesome, thank you so much. So Project Finite looks at water conservation here in Colorado through the lens of dance. So okay. I'm actually a professional dancer and choreographer, and I have my own dance company, Claire Kendall Creative Projects. And we are trying to create art that talks about environmental issues, specifically here in Colorado, since that's our home. And Project Finite kind of came out of a friendship I made with a videographer and wanted to get into dance film, which is often kind of a genre that gets hidden and isn't often included in dance festivals. So it's really cool that we were invited here to the film festival and that we are sharing dance film with a new audience. And this project looks at conservation, water conservation in Colorado, specifically in the Front Range, and how we're going to deal with overpopulation, and not overpopulation, but a huge increase in population by 2050. It's supposed to double right here in the Front Range in the Denver metro area, and how our water resources are going to keep up with that, with the Colorado River being, I think, the most endangered river in the United States.
Yeah, so. I think, at least from someone who lives here, and I think most of our audience may not know, but you think that land essentially is the greatest resource and the resource in decline here in Colorado because we are moving to it, but you don't look at all the other elements that are impacted.
Totally.
What brought you into this particular vehicle of water conservation?
Well, I'm from Santa Fe, New Mexico, and grew up, I think, in a little bit more dry, arid climate where water conservation was really at the forefront of a lot of what, like my education growing up and just being more aware of the importance of water conservation in New Mexico because our drought was a lot more problematic a lot earlier on. And now Colorado's just now getting really to that point where we're starting to notice a more arid climate and starting to notice the difference, starting to kind of just see that conservation actually might be really important here too.
Right.
So seeing that Colorado was not necessarily behind, but just not as many people were aware of this issue was just interesting to me since New Mexico is just one state below.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what piqued my interest into looking into it.
Yeah. And then, of course, the question on everyone's mind, meaning mine, why dance?
Why dance?
Why take on such a very, important topic? And then use the vehicle. I mean, obviously, I think you said you're a professional dancer, so it's your medium.
Mm-hmm.
But why do you think people are going to connect the two?
Okay. So one of the things I love about dance in terms of talking about controversial issues is that there are no words.
Okay.
So it is a really great way to kind of bring out an empathetic, kind of more emotional side of a story that sometimes gets covered up in stats, in data, in hard evidence, and arguments that a lot of people can come at you for, especially water conservation. I met with one of the senior water members of Conservation Colorado and several people from Northern Waters. And just the controversy surrounding this issue is really potent in Colorado.
Why is there a controversy though? That seems kind of like, why would everybody want to like know water, right? Like,
well, just kind of how we deal with it and how we look at water. I actually found out
the controversy on how we replenish it,
yes,
or how we continue to utilize the resource.
Absolutely. And just looking at it, you know, there's the agricultural perspective, there's the municipal perspective, there's so many different voices that go into this argument, and people who, like water rights in Colorado, are a very complicated system through prior appropriation. So it's basically first come, first serve. And water rights are very heavily debated here between people who've been in Colorado a long time versus the city of Denver versus it's a whole big network of confusion that it took so much reading for me to even begin to understand. But what I did gather was that it is a heavily debated issue. It is a tough issue. It's hard for people to talk about. It's scary for people to talk about, especially, I mean, water is life.
Right.
Talking about how that's going to affect us in the future and even remotely considering having to ration water, having to think about, oh, what happens if not everyone, what happens if we have a huge population with not as much water as we thought we would have? is a scary concept, and dance without words, with just movement and empathy, really, I think, is a great medium to talk about issues like this, because it shows a side that sometimes gets muddled with stats and data. It shows a side that's a little bit more personal and emotional, and I think it's a new perspective on how to look at environmental issues, which is right. Really the direction Claire Kendall Creative Projects is going, is how can we use dance to talk about these problems?
Yeah. So yeah. When you say that, like, because to me, I am a stats and mm-hmm. kind of thing, and it seems like you are too, because you obviously researched it. Do you feel like as we continue to see our society change and move away from the idea of getting into a book, that a 6 minute or 7 minute dance video will get the message to the audience faster and more digestible?
Absolutely. Especially with kind of our entertainment economy that right. we have now with social media, which I'm sure you're watching this on and everything. I think that it's
just my mom.
It probably took her a little bit.
It took her a while to log on to AOL for a little bit. So
absolutely. Oh, that's funny. But I think that with this, a short, easily digestible, simple video, I think is really kind of the direction that information is going, like how people are going to get our information out, how we're going to get our news out. So I think that, that really was a big part of the idea of Project Finite, was how can we make something that's dance so accessible? Because another thing is, we want to bring more people to our concerts. We have a lot of live performances coming up in the future, and we want people to come see us dance in person. So how can we get people interested in dance? How can we kind of bring dance into someone's living room a little bit more? So I think that's one of the great benefits of dance film, is that it's entertaining, it's fun to watch, it's virtuosic, it's cool things that you don't get to see every day on your feed, and it kind of piques an interest in both dance and the environment, so everyone can.
Well, I'm going to say what you're not saying. It's a positive message. Mm-hmm. It's so many things we watch are either a negative thing mm-hmm. or a potential negative thing or a controversial kind of separation of us versus them. So to see a unifying message,
You know,
it's an interesting way of being able to say, we have everything for everybody. Mm-hmm. If you want the facts, we have those. Look at this. If you want to just watch a really nice, creative video, we have that. But the goal, and correct me, but the goal is to get environmental research. Is that what the ultimate mm-hmm. outcome is to continue the effort and the research that's currently ongoing?
Yes, absolutely. To kind of give these stats something in entertaining to go along with it. So people are like, oh wait, I didn't know anything about this, but now I'm kind of interested because I watched a dance video. How did that happen? So it's definitely,
you can totally see like a teenager that's just like, oh, like just happens to click on this and they have no idea. And then they become the next, you know, dancer, or they get incorporated with dance and ultimately the message of why you're creating this dance. And I want to make sure, because I was wrong, this is not an interpretive dance. This is not a ribbon twirling dance.
Ooh, no,
so describe the choreography, if I'm using the right word, that goes along with the message you're trying to convey.
Totally. So Claire Kendall Creative Projects and Project Finite, the medium is contemporary dance. That's the technical term for it. I realize that sometimes it's hard. What is contemporary dance? I can't even truly put a definition on that. It's the next level of modern dance, kind of. So a lot of us have backgrounds in ballet and modern and conservatory training, formal dance training. And this is basically the choreography I made. I worked really collaboratively with my dancers, with the videographer, to create movement that really felt organic in terms of working with each other towards the narrative of the film, which is kind of wondering about what happens when there's only a finite amount of water left. So contemporary dance, really, there's a lot of vocabulary, a lot of movement vocabulary in it. And I know that's kind of like an abstract movement vocabulary is such a like bougie thing to say. But
we're in Colorado.
I think that I really see where you're coming from. Not a lot of people really know how to talk about dance and know about contemporary dance. Maybe so you think you can dance, maybe you've seen it, maybe you've heard of it, but really it's where, you know, the dance style that's happening now. It is what dance is now, and I think we're still waiting on history to tell us what we'll define it as, and how we'll be able to say what it was, but yeah, so that's the medium of this film is contemporary dance.
Well, I mean, you've done an amazing job. I think off camera is like a little worried. I don't know if I'm gonna do it justice. You did it justice.
Thank you.
And obviously you're a dancer, but your words lended well to what you were trying to accomplish, I think, with ultimately creating Project Finite. Mm-hmm. But as we go into this, this is not just a conversation, this is a call to action. What are you wanting people to do after not only watching what you created, but ultimately getting more eyes on this finite resource that we have and we take for granted?
Absolutely. Really, this is a call to awareness. I think the best way, when I met with Josh Kuhn from Conservation Colorado, we really talked about how the most important thing is just to spread awareness that this is real, this is happening, and that there are things we can be doing in our daily life to adjust to that just by being aware of how much water we use, just by being aware of, maybe I shouldn't water my plants at 12 in the afternoon. Maybe that's not the best idea, but just kind of starting to incorporate water conservation into our daily life and realizing that it's not really that challenging of a change, especially for just everyday people like you and me, and really just starting to be conscious of the issue and the fact that we live in a in Colorado, which in the current problems, coming to face the current problems that we have with water, I think is really important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it doesn't just stop at water.
Oh, totally.
I think that that's a...
Oh, yes.
I think
absolutely.
That that's what people typically hear when you talk about environmental impact. Mm-hmm. They pick one topic. They pick one thing. But all of this lends itself to everything else environmentally conscious people
absolutely
need to be worried about. But more importantly, even if you're not involved in the environmental pieces of it, you can do your part locally. And I think that's a message we don't hear a lot. We don't
absolutely
hear about how one person or one household, one family can impact these environmental issues that are close to you, that infect your community.
Totally.
So with that, how can people, and I think you did a great job of Claire Kendall Productions.
Claire Kendall Creative Projects.
Oh, I knew
yes
I was going to get it wrong. I should.
No worries.
But so tell us, and more importantly, where our audience can not only get information about what you're going to be doing
right
and your company's going to be doing moving forward, but more importantly, how they can get more invested and get more information relating to the water conservation you're trying
absolutely to. Absolutely. So Claire Kendall Creative Projects is a contemporary dance company here in Colorado, and we Project Finite has a few more festivals coming up. We're going to be in Colorado Springs next weekend. Later this summer, we're still waiting to see other opportunities for it to be shown. We do occasionally do some live stream events through MoveNet Dance Media, so stay tuned for that, and you can find all that information on our website. You can go to projectfinite.com or clairekendallcreativeprojects.com, and you can find pretty much everything you need to know about what we have coming up in June. If you want to see some live dance, you can come to presenting Denver's New and Now Dance Festival, where we're doing our latest project that we're currently working on, which is about wolves. So
come on,
more environmental things, and wolves are great. So
I mean, you may hate water, but you love wolves.
Everyone loves
so
wolves.
So either way, we're capturing everybody. So Claire, thank you so much.
Thank
you did
you
an amazing
yes
job. And again, from our standpoint, obviously we want all of you to get involved locally with your community. This is a great opportunity of doing that here in our wonderful state of Colorado, but it doesn't just stop at Colorado. You mentioned Santa Fe. Obviously, I think people know about California and other areas that
absolutely
are impacted. This isn't a local issue. This is a global issue. Stay tuned. Claire, excellent job. Project Finite for me, for everybody here at the 8th Annual Front Range Film Festival. Stay tuned for more content. Do all the housekeeping down below. Outside of that, we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you.
Great job.